Well, today the church gives us this passage from St. Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 14, of the Lord returning back home to where he had been raised in Nazareth and what happened in the synagogue that day. So today's gospel starts out with it saying that Jesus returned to Galilee, which is the northern part of the Holy Land, and in the power of the Spirit. See, the Lord had just been in the desert for 40 days, fasting and praying. And we know from that passage that the Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert. Now the Holy Spirit brings the Lord back to Galilee. It says he returned in the power of the Spirit. It says news of him spread throughout the whole region because they had already heard he had begun working miracles. He had already worked his first miracle at the wedding feast of Cana. It says his disciples began to believe in him. He had already cleansed the temple, so he was already causing quite a stir. A lot of talk was begun about the Lord. And so it says news of him spread throughout the whole region that this man, Jesus, is back in town. And so it says he taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. Now the synagogues were usually small houses that the Jewish people would build, especially when the temple had been destroyed. And as you know, off and on, the temples would be destroyed and rebuilt. And so when the Jewish people did not have a temple, they would build these small synagogues, and they would be used for their worship. And any town or city that had at least 10 Jewish families could come together and start their own synagogue. And that's where they would worship on a Saturday, because obviously they couldn't travel to the temple hundreds of miles away. And that's where they would do their catechesis, the training of the children, teaching them like we do here, CCD. So then it says he came to Nazareth, where he had grown up. An interesting phrase, he went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. So Jesus went to church every week, okay? What a great example that is for all of us, that every Saturday the Lord went to the synagogue. That was his custom. Mary and Joseph and Jesus went faithfully to their church service. So again, a great example for families going faithfully to Mass, and as all of you do, because you're here at daily Mass. So it says here something interesting happened. He stood up to do the reading. Just as lectors were chosen, we choose lectors in our parishes. They would have different people do their readings, probably different men. And he was given the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Now the scrolls could, when you open them, a short scroll could only be maybe 2 feet long. The larger scrolls, 35 feet long. And that would be, let's say, the entire book of Isaiah. They did not have chapter and verses back then. That was added way in the, I forget what year, maybe the 700s by one of the monks. But so, of course, the Lord knew the scriptures so well. He had been raised on them. And so imagine looking at a 35-foot long scroll and picking out exactly the right spot. Of course, the Lord chose this passage from Isaiah about the Messiah, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. See, to be anointed means to be chosen as a prophet, as a king, as the Messiah. So this is referring to the Messiah. The Jews always knew this passage was about the Messiah. The word of Messiah means the anointed one. That's translated into the Christ, which means the anointed one. And it says, to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord, a jubilee year, a year of rejoicing, a year of gladness. And these jubilee years would come usually every 50 years. And so now this passage had been pointed out to be about the Messiah. And the Lord then shocks them all. He rolls up the scroll, hands it back to the altar boy, to the attendant, and he sits down. It says everybody fixed their gaze upon him. That when the leader of the synagogue that day sat down, it meant they were about to give a sermon, a homily. They used to give their homilies seated in the chair of authority. And so he says something that the world had been waiting for thousands of years. This one sentence, today. This scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Incredible. That must have just shocked the audience that for thousands of years they had waited for the Messiah, and now this man is claiming to be the Messiah. He's saying that now it is fulfilled. I have come. I am the anointed one. I will bring gladness to the poor, liberty to captives, sight to the blind. And the Lord would do all these things. He would cure the blind. He would raise the dead. He would free people from their sins and proclaim a year of grace, a jubilee year. And it says that all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. Well, if you keep reading, in a few sentences, they turned against him and said, well, we know this man. How can he be the Messiah? And so they began to rebel against him, and they even took him out to try to throw him off the cliff in the town of Nazareth. So that's when he said that no prophet is honored in his own native home, in his own place. So again, what an amazing passage we have here today. The Lord Jesus in this little backwater town of Nazareth proclaiming that these thousands of years is now fulfilled, that he is the anointed one, the Messiah has come.